Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Trey in the middle. Trey drives. Alley-oop underneath, and Clint Capella jams it home. Clint Capella with the slam dunk on a nice pass from Trey. Back around the top of the perimeter with eight. Trey steps back. Three-pointer on the way, and good again. Clint throws it back outside. They go to Trey straight away. Three-pointer. Bang! Trey Young puts an exclamation point on the night.
I mean, you see the focus that we all have. It's kind of hard for people to understand the details from the outside looking in on what you need to do to win, but just being in the locker room, guys are, like, really focused.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, I told you we're going to be okay.
Here you go. We run out four straight.
I told you. Carl, it's a long season. It's a process.
I guess I'm not patient that way, man. I want to see us playing much better, more consistently. But this was a good win, man, against Bridges and the Hornets as Trey hit a career-high eight threes, guys. And we'll let you hear one of those threes, and DeAndre Hunter goes down. Mike, I said it earlier, it's almost like injury finds him. I don't want to be, you know, putting that on him. But it's like just, every time he goes down, you're like, no, not DeAndre.
It just seems like opposing teams' meatheads seem to find him. In this case, it was Kelly Oubre Jr., and he had and it was if you didn't see it, he goes baseline for the jam, and he hooks his arm, and he basically, you know, you basically, instead of pulling you out from under your legs, he pulled you sideways, woof, so he lands pow, flat on his back, and he was down, and you could hear it, humph. So he got the technical, and I know the Hornets were crying about it, but it seemed like a dirty play to me. But you're right, for a guy who does not need this, you know, I don't want to call him Mr. Glass again, but yeah, brother, it was scary, and he just says he's sore, and he's probably going to have, you know, some ice packs or some, I guess, Shaq will load him some icy hot, but it's going to be a minute before he's back to being 100.
So you run off four in a row. What's been better? Well, we ran into a cold shooting team last night. I mean, to be quite honest, and I'm fine with that. I don't care how these wins rack up. It's not my fault. The Hornets went 0-16 shooting from deep in the first half.
Oh, and by the way, isn't that the NBA of like a tale of like, you know, two parts of the season? Like we go up against teams like the Rockets where they couldn't miss anything. Nobody's you never heard of couldn't miss. Well, Hornets last night couldn't get anything to go.
Word. It's true. So Trey, that's part of the Bridges dunk. That's the color guy when he loses it after he's like Bridges.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's going crazy. But Trey shook Bridges a couple of times last night. He shook the whole team, by the way.
He did his little cry, did his little top of the key, and then Bridges like, whoops! And then he got to look at a couple of those threes from his keister, and that was kind of fun. But yeah, man, it was a good shooting night for him. I thought that, DeAndre, that's why I was a little worried about him. DeAndre had 20 last night, would have had more if he didn't get knocked out. And also the bench was solid last night. I mean, Gallinari, again, decent effort. Okongwu did get 16 minutes, Carl. We were wondering how the minutes would work when Capella came back. Capella, not a great night by his standards. Eight boards, defensive rebounds, and only 7 points.
When we had Bryant McFadden on, one of our listeners, his Twitter handle is Black Dad, I'm a Superhero, Superhero Story, that's what his handle is. But he says, fellas, I'm listening to Bryant, and I'm saying Shanahan wasn't prolific when he didn't run the damn ball in the Super Bowl. It is a bad memory, man.
No, but he kept looking. We are not going to have that conversation, but no, it's just one where he felt that not going into a shell. And I also thought that, you know, I mean, let's be honest, if you go back and look at it, right, we had Free's head was not in the game. No. And that's just part of it. I mean, and, you know, I mean, who's the guy we always should screw up the name of? Can we talk? I mean, he was having the better day.
Campbell, Tevin.
Yeah, Tevin.
Tevin Campbell is the singer, right?
But no, he was having a better day, Kevin Coleman. But he was the guy that was having the better day until he went out. And that kind of changed our approach with the running game. And then Free comes in, misses the pickup on the blitz, amongst other things. But yeah, that's a long answer to why we stopped running the football. But you're right. Shanahan is always going to get everybody else involved. He's always got like sort of a sum of its parts type deal. And it's amazing, Carl. A guy with a bum thumb and a bum shoulder and a penchant for turnovers, talking about Garoppolo, just beat Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau.
Yeah. And that's how it will read. I feel
special
like
teams.
they won in spite of their quarterback play. If I would have told you, and here's the part that where Aaron, you know, he should have done more. He didn't allow Garoppolo to outplay him because he didn't play as well as he should have. But if I told you Garoppolo is going to go to Lambeau and throw the ball 19 times and win, you would have said there's no way because Aaron Rodgers is going to put it on him. And that's not what happened. They scored 10 lousy points. Mm-hmm. By the way, let's hear Aaron. We're going to talk more about this and Brady coming up. But he was asked a Q&A about the future with the Packers. This is what he said after the game this weekend.
You know, you and the team have a big decision to make this offseason. Does the way this season ended and the last couple, does that affect your thinking at all?
Yeah, I mean, of course it does. You know, there's obviously a lot of decisions to be made. There's a lot of players that whose futures are up in the air. So, you know, definitely it'll be interesting to see which way some of those decisions go. And, you know, but I'll have the conversation with Brian, you know, in the next week or so and get a little bit more clarity and think about my own future and how much longer I want to keep doing this.
Coming up, we'll talk about the old heads who are not going to the Super Bowl and the new heads who may be going to plenty more as time goes on. And they may be the new guys that we're talking about on a consistent basis. Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't look like, Mike, at this point, after this particular season, he may not have another chance to go back to another Super Bowl. We all assume that he'll get another shot. To me, this was the year, and it didn't happen.
Right. I mean, you plug in a 49ers team. You know, on paper, doesn't have the firepower, but they have the great defense. And that goes back to two things Falcon fans wanted, and you're coveting, you know, good offensive line play or at least a dynamic, explosive playmakers like we had to your point in 16. You saw that all over the place. But to me, Carl, it was the pass rush. I mean, the Titans had the pass rush, but they still lost. 49ers had the pass rush, and they won the game. You know, field position in the second half and not allowing the big play. I mean, they took away a lot of the things, to your point about Aaron Rodgers, that he wanted to do. You know, they were in the backfield. They were getting after Devontae Adams. That's why I think, you know, it was Jamal. The running back got more touches in that situation because they were kind of taking Adams away a little bit. Aaron Rodgers, by the way, he said, don't want to be a part of a turnover. Adams is going to be a free agent. And that, I mean, imagine if he leaves Green Bay, that's a huge low. I mean, think of the production trying to replace those kind of numbers.
Well, remember before the season started, they both tweeted out simultaneously on Instagram, the last dance.
Right.
That was supposed to be this run. And it didn't end the way they expected. It's Dukes and Bell. More on the NFL playoffs. Let's get to the top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now let's see what we have here.
Oh, can I hear Trey Young bang with another three, please?
Now Trey whips a pass underneath to Clint Capella. Clint throws it back outside. They go to Trey straight away. Three-pointer. Bang. Trey Young puts an exclamation point on the night. He's got 30, and the Hawks lead 110-91.
Hawks would ultimately win 113-91. DeAndre Hunter chipped in 20 points, survived that fall late in the game, as we talked about. We led by 27 in the fourth quarter. So you can talk about, you know, Charlotte taking a nice run and getting back in it. This game was over. We did what we needed to do. It was a good win. I want to continue this streak, Mike. I want to run off 4 or 5 more games before we get to the All-Star break, and I'll feel a lot more comfortable. That's when I'm going to say, okay, coming out of the All-Star break, we get the rest we need, and here we go. We're about to take off.
Yeah, I mean, look, that was some really inexplicably bad losses, especially that 10-game losing streak at State Farm. That's something that should never happen. But, you know, and guys asked me again today about the guys that are Hawks fans. Was it Reddish? I don't know. I don't think Reddish did anything wrong. I just think it seems to be we're on a run right now. So 4-game win streak. Right now we are a game and a half behind the Knicks, and that would put us a game and a half behind the Wizards for number 10. And, again, we're talking about we don't want to be in those 1-game play-ins. We want to be in the playoffs locked in. You and I talked about, hell, we're going to build on what we did last year and be a 3 or a 4 seed. the Eastern Conference in the meantime got a lot better. So I don't know if we're going to leapfrog all the way up there, Carl. I just want to get ourselves where we're in the mix. We certainly, Carl, are a team, if we get hot and everyone stays healthy, we know what they're capable of. We just saw it. So it can have. Why couldn't it happen again with the addition of the right piece at the trade deadline?
Yeah, that's the other part. I don't know what that's going to be, but I do think that Travis is looking. Hey, speaking of DeAndre Hunter, let's hear him in his own words. Bro, how you feel?
Man, I'm a little sore right now, but nothing too serious. I should be fine in the next coming days.
That's good. So you've got a couple days off, by the way. Don't play for two more nights.
Kings,
yep.
And then the Celtics on Friday night. So let's run off a few more. Hey, if I told you, hey, you're my quarterback. You got 13 seconds left in the game. I need you to go 44 yards to set up our game-tying field goal. What would be your advice? Well, Andy Reid said this to Patrick Mahomes before that happened.
Yeah, when it's grim, be the grim reaper and go get it. So he did that. He went – made everybody around him better, which he is great at, and you know, he just does it effortlessly. When it gets tough, you know, he's going to be there battling, and players appreciate that.
Mike, is this the new Brady Manning rivalry in
yeah.
the NFL?
Well, as we said, you know, the networks and, you know, fans want to try to manufacture this stuff. But now, once again, Buffalo season ends with Kansas City. Two young quarterbacks in their mid-20s that are going to be here for a while, you know, barring injury. And Buffalo, this is, you know, there's always somebody in your way. You know, I'd love to see this for years and years to come. You said it earlier, there's more exciting players right now on the AFC side. But this is one where, you know, Buffalo's going to have to figure it out. Look, Buffalo has a good defense. I think their defense wore down. And at the end of the day, no matter if you're playing a cover two, cover three, or putting your safeties, as we said, Carl, 30 yards back, somebody's got to make a play. I still say, though, I don't think people realize you had the timeouts. That was the key. You can use the center of the field and all the great speed and athleticism, and that's what they did.
These games, they had everything that you could possibly imagine. I don't know, all right? I would assume going into this weekend in the AFC and NFC championship games that we're not going to get it, you know, a better two games than we got the four, you know, this weekend. But I do think, Mike, because the potential to have high-scoring games, especially in the Cincinnati Chiefs game, and then the Rams, and you know, they know each other out there. So I think that's what's intriguing about coming up this weekend. You could have two high-scoring games. But I don't know if that's going to be the case. You know, I don't know. The Bills, the Bengals, should I say, and the Chiefs had a high-scoring game. I think it was week 17 or 18, three weeks or so ago. That was a fun game. And, you know, to think that we won't see that again, that neither team will be able to slow down the stars on each side, I don't know. I mean, the 49ers and Rams know each other. That could be an exciting game, but I don't know if we'll get what we got this weekend.
Well, I mean, the one interesting thing is, for whatever reason, you know, it, you could argue that there's times the Rams, you know, they've – even when they're hitting the reset with free agency, like they seem to do every other year, they've had the 49ers number. They've got the 49ers in the last four games. It's a four-game losing streak to San Fran, if you're the Rams. And I don't know if they're going to be able to infiltrate the way they did the last week of the season. But, man, there was a lot of 49er fans down there in SoFi. That's going to be interesting. I don't know if – can the Bengals hang for four quarters the way the Bills did? I mean, they beat them already. They did win 34-31 at home. And they also, to your point about the clock and everything, it wasn't 13 seconds. They gave them no time. That's why Zach Taylor was calling those crazy timeouts, or not calling timeouts, Carl, when they beat them at home in the jungle.
Thought we were nervous to start the game.
So, see, it's the advantage of having timeouts, Mike McCarthy. Andy Reid had three. Your boy Dak had none.
Yeah, it does pay off, man. All right, we're going to come back. When we do, we're going to talk about more about these NFL playoffs. And Matthew Stafford, were you cheering for him just a little bit? I know he's got the dog connection and, you know, he's the number one overall pick. But maybe, just maybe, this might actually be his year. And if it does, then that means the Rams, all their moves have paid off. We'll let you hear what he said after the Bucs came back and scored and where he was mentally. Wait till you hear this. It's Dukes and Bell.
The most important story of the day.
We saw incredible performances yesterday and on Saturday in the NFL. And, Mike, I want to bring it back home to our Falcons because it's something you talked about a little bit earlier. But before we do, I said part of me, with no rooting interest, is sort of cheering for certain guys. Matthew Stafford happens to be one of those guys. I think for the first time in his career, he's got a legitimate shot, obviously, and now in the championship game to go to the Super Bowl. But we thought that at the beginning of the year. He had more talent around him than he's ever had. And now There's no debate. He's playing with the best receiver in Cooper Kupp in the NFL. But listen to what he said after that stinking Tom Brady came back. It was 27-3 at one point. Right. And he said after the Bucs came back, listen to Stafford where he was.
All the guys on the sideline were like, man, you were in a dark place. And I said, sometimes you got to go to those places, you know, and to make some plays happen. So I was, man, I was enjoying the moment. You know, in my mind, I live for those kind of moments.
I mean, hey, I'm down with that. You know, we heard the Grim Reaper analogy from Andy Reid to Patrick Mahomes, and Matthew Stafford had to go to a dark place. Yeah, man, when you saw the fumble, I mean, look at the play by play. I mean, up by, you know, we're familiar with this, Carl. That's why people were throwing those memes out there where the Rams logo was morphing into the Falcons logo and then back to the Rams. I mean, look, that's our legacy. We can't avoid it. But yeah, man, Cam Akers, by the way, just one fumble in all his NFL career. Now, I know he missed a bunch of time this year with an injury. But he wasn't a guy who fumbled at FSU. That's not his legacy, but it was very uncharacteristic of him. I hope that doesn't mess with his head if you're a Rams fan. Cooper Kupp doesn't put it on the ground, and he got one where it was punched out. You know, Matthew Stafford got hit. I mean, it was one of those things, Carl. It was the perfect storm. Now, let me ask you this. If Brady has his usual healthy offensive line, are the Bucs winning this game?
Ooh.
I think you could make the argument because the Rams lost all their poise and a Bucs team that could expose. Because remember, there was one of the fumbles led to Bucs turned it over on downs, and another missed field goal, Bucs turned it over on downs. So Tom Brady didn't have all his weapons. I just think if Godwin's in there again, ifs the woulds, woulda, couldas, but the offensive line for sure, and Brady maybe gets this done.
Yeah, let's hear from Tom Brady, who was asked about retirement. Guys, we don't know at this point. I'm going to say I'm willing to bet that he probably comes back, but there are no guarantees.
I haven't put a lot of thought into it, so you know, we'll just take it day by day and see kind of see where we're at. I'm truthfully, guys, I'm thinking about this game and not thinking about anything past 5 minutes from now.
Now, Bruce Arians did say when asked, he is going to come back. So we know that the coach is going to be there. He's got to go get Achilles surgery, Carl. Poor guy's been limping around like Chester on Gunsmoke. And, of course, but a lot of turnover on the roster. And, again, some of these guys are older guys you'd probably turn the page on. But production, JPP, Leonard Fournette, Godwin needs a deal. I think it's the offensive line. Jensen needs a contract. So there's a lot of elements. I mean, remember, this was the run it back year, where a lot of guys did deals that were a little team-friendly to keep the band together.
Yeah, that ain't happening this next time. I mean, nope. for the guys that want to go get paid and need to, for whatever reason, I think you'll see some turnover, which you didn't see. I mean, you brought all 22 back. Can we hear Sean McVay before we talk about how this applies to our Falcons? This is McVay talking about letting the Bucs back in the game. There was a moment as a Falcon fan, you go, I'm about to talk some blank. Because they're down, the Bucs, Tom Brady's down 27-3, but you had pause because you just felt like, been there, done that, seen this, McVay on letting the Bucs back in the game.
Can I say yes? No, I mean, it got to 27-27. I think the thing is there was a lot of uncharacteristic errors that occurred that allowed them to be able to get back in the game.
Yeah, man. By the way, he is never decaffeinated, birthday boy today, along
never.
With you.
Never,
yeah.
Never. He's always up in him right here, and I really appreciate my guys. And I, you know,
it's but, like Scotty Farrell. I'm gonna go home and hug my smoking hot brunette wife.
Yeah.
But no, the thing about the Rams, and you started the segment asking the question. I found myself going on first one for a little bit there. I was kind of waiting to see if Brady could pull it off for an old time's sake. But then you don't want Stafford's legacy to be the choker that he couldn't do it. And again, not that he didn't create these fumbles, but Stafford is a guy. Remember, Stafford had one that he fumbled and he got the ball back. So there's actually a few more that, you know, were able to hold on to. But to your point, the blitz package and the fact that Stafford was able to deliver the goods, that's great. And hopefully that's further getting him over the hump. Because let's be honest, Arizona didn't challenge them. They shot themselves in the foot. This was a prize fight.
This was a prize fight. One more soundbite before we move on to the Falcons. I do want you to hear Aaron Rodgers, because this will be another offseason of who knows. Let's just face it. They've got a lot of things they've got to deal with. Aaron is one of them, and I don't think it's any secret. He wants a new deal, and guys, that deal's going to be like $45, $48 million. That's what we're talking about. If you go, that's crazy! He's about to win another MVP probably, and you got guys like Dak making 40. He's better than everybody that's making $40 million right now. So Aaron's going to want his new deal, and I just don't know if the Packers are going to be able to do it with their salary cap constraints. But here's what he said as far as not wanting to be there if they're going to say, hey, we are going to rebuild.
You know, so many guys' contracts are are up or on the brink or salary cap stuff. So a lot of decisions to be made. I don't want to be a part of a rebuild if I'm going to keep playing. So a lot of decisions, in the next couple months.
Yeah, doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement. As we said, Tom Brady loves playing in Tampa. Aaron Rodgers hates the people he works for up there in Green Bay and has made no secret about it.
What do we need? And I'm talking about the Falcons. I know you're driving right now, you're listening, and you go, Deuce Chappelle, we need all that. Give me Chase. give me the Buffalo defense. I mean, you're looking at these games, and you start saying, what do we need? Mike and I were talking about this, and I just want to rehash this if you're just joining the show. The reason why these games were so intriguing, and they were intriguing for various reasons, but again, coming down the last second is always fun. But offense. And the Buffalo-Kansas City game was epic. The Rams game with Tampa coming back, again, to Mike's point, if he had all of his weapons out there, maybe it's a different story. But even the Cincinnati-Tennessee game, there were plays made in that game, and you go, do we have a guy like that? Deebo Samuels, Mike, is a special player. I mean, did you guys see how many times they used him in so many different ways? I mean, Cordero Patterson is a dude.
Right.
This is a dude's dude. I mean,
he's just a younger version. I mean, and obviously he's a tremendous athlete. And Debo's a guy. But Shanahan saw the same things with Cordero, that he can run between the tackles. I mean, that's what's so amazing about how they're using him. I mean, it reminds you a little bit of how Shanahan used everything he had when he was here in 15 and 16.
So what do we need? We need more playmakers around our current situation. I joked in the 5 o'clock hour, trade Matt Ryan. That's not happening. Matt's going to probably be here. I don't care if the cap goes up or not. I'm not taking a $45 million, $48 million cap hit. It makes no sense. So what do we do? Mike, we need some more shiny pieces. And here's the thing, guys, as we head into our offseason, the AFC, NFC Championship game will be played this weekend. We'll get to the Super Bowl. And then Mike and I will start focusing in on some of the things more about our team when it comes to, Senior Bowl and Combine and all this stuff. But listen, Mike, if wide receiver one is going to be here, it takes the burden off of worrying about trying to find that next guy. We need more of these pieces around Matt if we're going to be explosive next year.
No, I mean, you and I joke around all the time about what's wrong with the Falcons. People ask us, well, let's see, we can't block and we can't tackle. But other than that, we're pretty good. No, I mean, you've got a franchise quarterback who has moved, and Squidbilly's busy arguing with these guys on Twitter. Some fans are never going to figure it out.
About what?
No, that Matt is not an immovable object because he's being stubborn or he's being selfish. He was the only guy that could keep moving the money around. So we're kind of, to your point, we're kind of stuck in kind of one more year of limbo, with Matt. But you need to get a pass rush. And we got plenty of time to talk about the draft, but look at the pass rush. Look at teams getting after the quarterback. We saw some of that. We also saw some offensive lines that were, some could hold up, some couldn't. But some teams, Carl, have the commitment to run the ball. Shanahan's one of those. That's what Arthur Smith is going to be.
Right.
Now, again, if a tremendous once-in-a-generation, or actually there's three in a generation, you and I talked about it, okay? You got Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes is obviously on top of the mountain. You could say Herbert's in there. Burrow obviously can move. Burrow's unbelievable. But if one of those guys comes up, and there's nobody like that in this year's NFL draft. So just forget about that. Not that we've seen, unless somebody's going to show up at the combine and dazzle, right, Carl? So I mean, I had that superstar next
envy.
Level
envy.
And I apologize if I know it sounds like a shot at Matt. It is what it is. You just want that level of excitement back here at the stadium.
I'm not going to disagree. Put more exciting players around our current quarterback. We could have that. I believe that. But I also believe if you're building for the future, which we don't know what that's going to look like, and if you're telling me we're gonna move on in 2 years, who the quarterback is going to be, I'm going to tell you, it better be somebody like Josh Allen or Burrow or some of these guys you're watching, right? Because that's going to be what you're going to have to go up against and beat. Guys, to me, this is the most amazing thing about this weekend. And we started the show and I said this. Going into the weekend's games, and if I told you that Josh Allen was going to be 27 of 37, that's 10 incompletions on the day in a game that went to overtime.
Won the freaking game! Yeah. We're going to defend the quarterback!
That's Matt Ryan. And throw for 329 and 4 touchdowns. You say, man, that's a great game. He didn't lose. He lost. He lost because the guy on the other side was better than him, just by a bit.
Right.
And, Mike, that's what you got to go up against. So I don't know, what's going to happen with our team, but we need more playmakers. And this was obvious to me as I watched the weekend play out.
Now, we're not going to be able to do it. I mean, I posted the question because I think it was a Sunday or Saturday. I posted a picture on Twitter of me and Ken Marshall, all my buddies from my tailgate, hanging out outside the then Georgia Dome, Carla, because Mercedes-Benz is being built.
Yeah.
But it was 5 years ago this weekend that we beat Aaron Rodgers and the Packers to punch our ticket to Super Bowl 51. Are we going to have to wait 5 more years to get back there?
And we beat them soundly, by the way.
Oh, totally. I mean, yes, in every sense. I mean, and dialing up the blitzes. I'll give Dan Quinn all the credit in the world in that one.
Yep.
He, you know, using pool and using the corner blitzes. But Carl, is it going to take, I think, I hate to be a jerk and kill people's party and buzz, but it may take 5 years for us to get back there when you consider where we are in 1 more year of really having to grind against the cap and not having a lot of room to do the things we want to do. You just got to hope that Fontenot kills it in the draft. Julio Jones, the trade, that's going to be pick number 58. So we got 8, 43, and 58. We got 3 picks, Carl, in the first 60 in this year's draft.
All right, guys, before we get to game winner, I just want to talk about this for a second. Today is my birthday. I want to wish or say thank
you.
Thank you to everybody for the great birthday wishes and the kind words and all of that. We're not arguing today, at least not today. Tomorrow we'll get back to it. But today's been very pleasant on social media, and I appreciate that. And Bo and Chris Turtle, thank you guys as well for your wishes. And Mike tweeting out his stuff. I just want to say one of the gifts that I got, Mike, and I wanted to explain this. So my wife is bringing in drinks all day with this Chewbacca mask on. Part of her decorations and everything yesterday was Star Wars. I'm a big Star Wars fan, big Marvel guy, all that stuff. So I'm like, what the hell is all? And when I say decorations, I'm talking about life-size stormtroopers, a huge head of like Darth Vader. Like, there's all this Star Wars stuff. And as a kid, it's a funny story, but when we were moving, we were coming from overseas, and I have two sisters and a brother. My sister, I had these Star Wars figurines we're talking about way back when, like the authentic ones. And I had them in a bag because I didn't have a carrying case. And I had all of them, like I collected all of them. My sister, as we were traveling and we stopped and changed planes, and I want to say it was in Charlotte, North Carolina, or not Charlotte, but Charleston, maybe wherever it was, she threw the bag away. So for years, I despised her because she threw all these Star Wars figures away, and I only had a few left. Well, those few, along with whatever my mom had at her house when she passed away a few years back, is all I have. So I have those as collectibles in the basement. She pulled those out, and she had them as part of the decoration. So I'm like, what the hell are we doing? What are you doing? Well, Mike, I'm kind of hyped now because I'm going to be one of the first people to go check out this new Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So we had the story in Guy Talk, to Carl's point, about this new unbelievable experience, which is really the premium experience for the Star Wars aficionado that Carl has explained he is. Congratulations, bro. That looks unbelievable. What a great gift.
It was. And I was like, okay, because I was like, what is the deal? It's like, there's a new movie coming out. What do you know? And she was like, nope. And then when I found out, I was going crazy. So that's one of the things that I got. She also gave me another great gift that I'll talk about down the road. But this is really exciting. It opens in March. So we're going to be one of the first people to be in. And there's only like 100 cabins, but literally it's like an immersed two-night experience. Remember we talked about it and you were like, would you go? And I was like, hell yeah. And little did I know, I'm going to end up going.
I mean, brother, this is like the virtual real Space Mountain meets Star Wars. This is like the real deal. Michelle, great. Well, that's a hell of a gift, man. That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
the bar
really
has been raised. That's
all right, so that's the Chewbacca stuff. That's why the mask was out and she was serving drinks with this damn mask on. All right, Mike, let's get to tonight's game winner, bro.
I love it, man. I love when everything ties together from Guy Talk and now you're going on this thing. Hey, man, it's Carl's birthday. It's your birthday. What's your shot? It's pretty simple. What's your birthday? What are you drinking? Michelle has been providing all sorts of tasty beverages this afternoon.
She said it's chocolate cake. And I asked her, I'm going to ask her again. I'll ask her in the break and she can tell me what's in this, but it tastes just like chocolate cake.
I really don't think it's too much of a demand to ask management for a wet bar when we come back to studio next week. I'm just,
with the bartender?
My father had his own business, he had a wet bar. I mean, people did.
All of those old business, they did, didn't they? You walked in and there was alcohol.
Like Mad Men. I have to pour myself a scotch here at 3 o'clock.
We may need to get some working monitors and computers and things
first.
Yeah. You know what, Chris?
Sorry to burst the bubble, guys.
Then again, I guess we're not coming back then.
You know what? Carl and I work on our wits. Computer Schmooter. Amen. 404-74.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
0929, what's your birthday shot? We're buying you a drink. It's shot time.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, man, in honor of my bruh, who's got a birthday today, we believe it's 50, but he's being very truculent about it. It's Carl's birthday, so what's that birthday shot going to be? 404-741-0929. Our man, sexual shock. I said sexual
chocolate.
Sam Crenshaw is in. Poor John Chucky, man. Feel better, buddy. I've heard it's an excruciating pain. He's got kidney stones, man. JC's knocked out of the box tonight.
Yeah, hopefully, John, I'm listen, man. And I don't want to say this, but you gotta get them out. When they come out, I heard they hurt. So wish you luck with that. Hey, Mike, I've been served Frangelico and citrus vodka. Ooh. You dip a lemon wedge in sugar. You taste that, and then you take the drink, and it tastes like chocolate cake. That's what she's been serving me today.
Outstanding. I like the sound of that, man.
That's
that
sounds really good. Shot.
All right, man. It's your birthday. What are you drinking, buddy boy? Hey, man, what do you got for us, bro?
Carl's going to be at 201 tomorrow. Hey, Atlanta, what's going on?
No doubt. It's been going all day. She's like, we're not done.
Now, I'm old school. I like my whiskey to taste like whiskey, but the flavored whiskeys are certainly very popular these days as well. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. It's your birthday. What are you drinking for a shot?
Hey, man. Happy 70th birthday, Carl.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
I really thank you.
I knew you would. I'm going to have a Belvany 12-year-old Doublewood Scotch, and I'm going to smoke a Melanio Oliva Torpedo cigar with that in your honor.
Nice. Check, check, check. Nice selection, my man. Good stick, great scotch.
Nice. Yeah, we were talking about, Stetson Bennett. He got himself the Pappy Van Winkle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can find it at a liquor store. It retails like $150, but it seems like the only place you find it at a liquor store, they're charging, I mean, more than that. And if you buy it at a shot, it's like $150 per shot. But that is supposed to be the gold standard for bourbon these days. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's it going to be for you for your birthday shot?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Going to be 28 on the 28th, and I'm going to have an Irish breakfast shot.
Very nice. I've had that. That's good stuff. I should have asked him. Where is he? Is he going to do it at the house, or is he going somewhere?
No, I mean, Irish breakfast shot. That's Irish whiskey and OJ, right?
Yep.
And you put some butterscotch in there. You can throw some bacon in there. Yeah, I mean, there you go. Your Irish breakfast shot. Tasty. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's your birthday shot going to be?
It's your birthday.
Hey, man. I got a oyster shot.
What? What is that?
What is that?
It's a shot of vodka with a raw oyster and some Tabasco sauce.
Oh, nice. There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Shoot a little oyster. Tasty.
I like the hot sauce on the oysters. Mike, you add tequila or vodka to that?
You can do that. I've seen guys, that's interesting. I've seen people do it at like raw bars and stuff. I love raw oysters, man. You can get them. Damn. Now I'm getting, now all of a sudden that thought's in my head now. Gonna may have to make a trip to Midtown. With all due respect, this is my favorite spot center. You don't exactly get the Prince Edward Islands down here in Coweta County, Carl, unless I'm missing out somewhere.
I got to give a shout out to our Nets over in Brookhaven. The manager there, you know who you are. Hopefully this gets back to him. We had to wait a little while for the table, Mike. But, you know, there's nothing better than customer service when they take care of you and they know that you've waited. And he was so kind and he was cool, man. And we got seated. And then this was the other night when we went. I think it was on Friday. And we ended up getting a couple of, you know, apps and whatnot. But part of that was Oysters Rockefeller. And that got me back to the oysters. That's the last time I've had oysters was just the other night. So I enjoyed that. But thank you guys for the customer service.
And he was appreciative of your patience. Because there's a guy that we know that would have said, do you know who I am?
Yes, I was not in that mode. I was complete chill mode. So it didn't matter. Food was great. We had a great time. But... yeah, I just want to...
I need a table. Cha-cha. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Hey, man, it's your birthday. What's your shot going to be, brother? What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Since it's my birthday, I'm going to go to some shoe shows and get a shot of penicillin afterwards.
You might need it. You might need more than that.
Giddy up. Yeah, man, I'm a big Jaeger guy. When I had the Real World House, Carl, here in Sandy Springs, when I first moved to Atlanta, we had a Jaeger machine that we stole, actually was given to us from the guys at Lulu's. It was broken down. We had to fix it. But, yeah, man, I'm still a big Jaeger. I know not everybody vibes on Jaeger, but that's still probably my go-to if I had to.
Yeah, it's just such a game changer. I mean, there's some tequilas that you go, nah, I'm good. And Jaeger sometimes can be that way.
Yeah, I was on the tequila monster when we were out there in Athens the night before the celebration.
You didn't it.
And if I ran into anybody that I was doing Casamigos shots with, I just want to apologize because apparently I was quite spirited. I was apparently in another place, the tequila zone. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us, man? It's your birthday shot.
First of all, happy birthday, homie.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Man, I'm old school. I'm going to drink that joy juice and make your vision go 20/20 perfectly blind. That Mad Dog 2020, and I'm going to have a businessman cigarette afterwards.
Mad Dog 2020.
With all due respect, Chris, I can't hit on Mad Dog. We got to have one more here. One more. All right, man. It's your. You're not going to order that on a bar.
Did you ever
when
stuff?
I was like 12.
I mean, I know. It takes me back to like high school or when we were first trying to start feeling like we were drinking. And what you got? Got some Mad Dog.
All right, last one. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What is your birthday shot going to be? What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, happy birthday, Carl. It's Marcus, man.
Thank you, Marcus, bro. Appreciate you. How you doing?
Bruh, I'm 56 years old. I got to have a double shot of Hennessy, bro.
Bring the Henny in.
That's a nice way to end the program. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, tonight's show is always protected by Mimecast, guys. Our email of the day and you can protect your systems as well with Mimecast. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, the risk of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com. That's Mimecast.com. Jeff says, guys, hearing you guys talk about the playoffs, first of all, goes back. Great games this weekend, but hearing you guys talk about the playoffs gets me excited for what the future could hold for our Falcons. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I want to get back to being involved in these kind of games. How long do you guys think it's going to take? That's what he asked, Mike.
I just asked the question. It was 5 years ago. We went to the Super Bowl. Can we get back within 5 years? I'd say yes, we can.
Because
a couple of guys pointed out on Twitter, followers, and put them up, C-Dukes, give Carlson birthday wishes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. But, yeah, and Chris the Engineer, Squid Billy as well. But I think that in the NFL, we've seen it in this division from worst to first. And just food for thought, if Sean Payton and Gail Benson, by the way, the widow of Tom Benson, was asked by USA Today, she says she really doesn't know what Sean Payton is going to do. So imagine an NFC South without Sean Payton, a Carolina team which is going to roll the dice with McAdoo as OC. Matt Rule could get fired next year, and Tom Brady might be stepping away, if not now, next year. So it would, you could argue, Carl, would be the right time to rise up.
Nice job. Let's get out of here and clear out, though.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, man. Big shout out to our guests. Good job, Bo Morgan, executive producer, and Chris Turtle behind the glass. We talked to the voice of the Cincinnati Bengals. Very good stuff from him, man, talking about Zach Taylor, the coach, and Joe Burrow. We'll continue to go around the league, guys, and get you ready for the championship games this weekend. More NFL guests tomorrow as well. Dan Hoard, Bengals play-by-play guy, thank you so much. And Bryant McFadden from CBSSports.com. Hey, coming up, we got our man. Now, John Chuckery, we're sending our best wishes, Mike. You said kidney stones? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't want to put John's business out there, but he put it on Twitter, so it's public knowledge. Yeah, but hang in there, John. I heard that's excruciating, brother.
All right, man. Good luck with that. Again, I don't want the other part when it has to come out. But, hey, with that, Mike, let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Before I do clear my throat, I've said it before today, but I'll say it again. I love you, brother. You're the best partner I've ever had. You put up with me, and we've had the best success. We got our own beer, for crying out loud. Keep those bonuses coming, baby. I love you, man. Happy birthday. You the man. All right, speaking of money, Chris, our engineer, sent this to us earlier in the weekend. On November 12th, Odell Beckham Jr. signed his deal with the Rams. Now, there's incentives, Carl, and he may have hit some of those escalators with the touchdowns, etc., but the base deal worth $750,000. At the time, Bitcoin was worth about $64,293. Why does that matter? Because he wanted to take the $750,000, Carl, in Bitcoin. Today, it's worth about $35,000 and change. So the deal is worth about $412,000, but it gets worse. Odell will be taxed on the $750,000. Federal and California and state will be at 50.3. So according to Darren Ravel, that means Odell, as of now, has netted just $35,703 for his time with the LA Rams. Look, I don't know much about Bitcoin. I do know this. When I had an offshore account with a gambling site, I had $19 left in the account, and you can only take it out in increments of 20. I sat on it for a year, and it turned into 900. So I guess it could go both ways. But right now, Carl, that's a big loser move for Odell Beckham.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm leery of all the cryptocurrency right now. Like I said, one, it's not regulated, which concerns me. And they're going to say, well, that's why I love it. Two, there's some uncertainty there. I may get in the game at some point. But, yeah, Mike, I'm with you. Mm. Odell, make better business decisions. Hey, guys, we just saw the best playoff weekend in the history of the NFL. Now, I want you to think about that. All the years and all the great games, we've never seen four games played the way they were played over the weekend. All four ended with game-winning field goals as time expired. The only one was the overtime game, obviously, in Buffalo and Kansas City, but you're talking about a walk-off touchdown, a game-winning kick for the Rams. Cincinnati does the same thing, and so do the 49ers. I don't know if we'll ever top what we just saw in the National Football League. But if they can, bring it on. I want to see more. Hey, join us tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Thank you guys for the nice birthday wishes. We appreciate all of you guys listening every single day. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're a Packer fan, and they just blocked another punt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.